Welcome to Cattle HQ, a podcast from industry experts and progressive producers discussing cutting-edge info about the cow-calf sector to keep cattlemen and women in the know and positively affect their bottom line.
Welcome to Cattle HQ, brought to you by the South Dakota State University Extension. I am Madison Kavarna, a beef nutrition field specialist based out of Watertown, and joining me on this episode are some colleagues of mine, Dr. Aaron DeHaan and Dr. Krista Ehlert. Dr. DeHaan is one of SDSU Extension's beef specialists and is an assistant professor in the Department of Animal Science. She serves as a resource on beef production with a diverse background from meat science to cattle nutrition. Dr. Ehlert is SDSU Extension's range specialist and also is an assistant professor at SDSU in the Department of Natural Resource Management. Her expertise is in rangeland ecology and management, and she enjoys helping producers adopt conservation practices. Both are based out of our SDSU West River Research and Education Center and are joining me today to share some information about a program named BeefSD. But before we dive into that, I wanted to give you both some time to introduce yourself to our listeners. So Aaron, we'll start with you since I introduced you first. You can kind of give us a little blurb about yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Aaron DeHaan, and I'm based out of Rapid City. As Madison said, I serve as one of our state extension beef specialists and look forward to sharing some more information about our program called BeefSD with you guys today.
Hi, everyone. As Madison said, I'm Dr. Krista Ehlert. I started with SDSU in the fall of 2018. I'm really excited about helping beef cattle producers adopt conservation practices. And some of the research projects that I'm working on include things like virtual fencing and precision ranching, riparian restoration using beaver dam analogs, and my extension efforts really focus on working directly with beef cattle producers, both through a Women on the Range program and through the program that we're going to talk to you today, BeefSD.
Very happy to have you both on this episode today. BeefSD is a program that I think is a really, really unique program for producers to be involved in, not only those before this program was for our newer producers, but this year we have lifted that, and we'll talk about that here in a second. But BeefSD is entering the seventh class this year and has been in operation since 2011. Could either of you explain a little bit more about what BeefSD is for our listeners who maybe have never heard of this program before?
Yeah, so the BeefSD program, it's a two-year program that really focuses on providing an intensive educational experience to really take beef cattle producers to the next level in their beef enterprise management. Just a really great opportunity for our participants to broaden their knowledge and understanding of multiple aspects of the beef industry. And really just learn how to develop the skills needed to be successful beef business managers.
I think Aaron did a great job. I think, you know, she and I are both advocates, as are the rest of the BeefSD team, that we really try to have this program be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for our beef cattle producers across South Dakota. As a note, we do take producers from other states, but really, the program helps them set goals, expand relationships, and as Aaron mentioned and alluded to, really learn about different aspects within the beef industry. So it really is, Madison, when you look at it, really a gate-to-plate kind of holistic view of the beef cattle industry.
I think that's a really insightful wording there of what this program is doing. And Aaron had mentioned that it's a two-year program for these producers. And what are some of the expectations that the participants can expect, or what learning opportunities are you most excited to offer class seven? And I'll start with you, Krista, seeing what your thoughts are on that.
The BeefSD program is really centered around three different components. So first, we have face-to-face workshops, in-person workshops. We also have interactive webinars with our participants. A large part of the program is networking and mentoring. And then we also really pride ourselves on offering some pretty unique, robust out-of-state learning experiences. So I'll talk about the workshops a little bit, and then I'll leave the other components for Aaron to discuss. But the workshops, we meet in person About 3 times a year is what it averages out to be. For anyone that's concerned about calving season, we get it. We understand it. We live it. So we, purposely, we don't meet during calving, so that we can accommodate our participants, right? We really want them there, listening, learning, interacting with each other and our guest speakers. So our workplace, or excuse me, our workshops take place throughout the state. Once you get yourself there as a participant, all of the expenses are covered. So we cover your hotel, your food. If we have to pay for like a big bus to go somewhere or airfare, that's all covered by the program. It's a pretty unique experience again of, we bring in outside speakers that are leaders in their field, in terms of cattle handling, advanced reproductive technologies. You name it, we have a connection to someone who is at the top of their game doing that in the beef cattle industry. And I'll let Aaron talk about all the networking and mentoring and some of the out-of-state experiences that are part of the program too.
Thanks, Krista. So for, I think a really unique aspect of this program is just the networking and mentoring component of it. You get that just with the group participants themselves, but we also get to form connections with the participants, and then they get to, develop relationships with the different speakers we have come in and talk about different aspects of the beef industry, as well as some of the workshops we host at, different ranchers throughout the state. They also get to connect with them and really form relationships that they can continue on after this program ends and we part our ways. So I think that's a really unique aspect of it. And also allows us to form management teams throughout this time and to really just have some more in-depth discussion throughout the duration of this program, and really just helped us connect on another level. And then as far as the out-of-state learning experiences, again, I feel it's just a really unique opportunity we have for the participants in this program. In the past, we've done kind of two different trips, and the reasoning for this is just to try to really touch on all aspects of the beef industry that we can. We've had a more production-focused trip where we will travel to large commercial feedlots, maybe go to processing plants and kind of other relevant stops along the way. And then I've also taken more of an urbanized trip and to expose our participants to what beef marketing and merchandising looks like on a, on a major urban area or in kind of our larger cities, as well as, what that looks like for our consumers that, are kind of the ultimate and endpoint of our, beef chain. So really just offering a lot of unique opportunities, and to just, as Chris had mentioned before, is kind of giving that holistic view from beef to plate. And so really excited that we get to have those opportunities throughout this BeefSD program.
Absolutely. And if I remember right, you guys just traveled this July out to New York with the previous class, and that one definitely, I watched it through some social media postings, and it looked like you guys had a lot of fun out that way. Definitely some good bonding time amongst your participants. And that's just kind of a taste of where you guys can go, but it's definitely going to bring participants out of that comfort zone and experience those new things that we maybe can't see here in our landlocked Midwest states this way. But definitely some things as producers, we should get out and see how other people are doing things in different states. And we've kind of alluded to this earlier, but this program is one that operations and or individual producers must apply for. Would either of you want to kind of discuss how maybe if a couple or a pair from an operation might go through that application process versus maybe an individual producer, and give us an insight into what that application process looks like?
I say really the application process is pretty similar, with the exception of if you're, we have a option you can select if you have a second person applying with you to input their information. And so we try to keep it pretty straightforward for that. So to, it's less confusing on our end, I guess, too. I know, Kirsten, do you want to add anything to that?
We try to make the application fairly painless, on both ends, both for the participants and the BFSD team. It's really, kind of as Aaron was getting to, it's really just a means so that we can get to know who you are as a person and as a beef cattle manager, and what your goals are, for your operation, yourself, and your family, and how this program can really help you achieve that. So whether you're applying as an individual or as a couple, we've had long-term boyfriend girlfriends apply together, married couples, of course. We've seen a lot of people get engaged throughout our program, which is kind of fun. And or apply with your brother, or your dad. This is, we really do encourage you, if you have someone that you kind of move through life with and helps you with the management decisions, that you apply together. Because from all of our participants across the last several years that BFSD has been a program, is that they all tell us that the drive home from any of the workshops or the trips or what have you that we put in front of them, that drive home is paramount to, them connecting as a team with their wife, with their husband, and really delving into what they learned at a given workshop and how they can adapt it and fit it within their own ranching operation. So, and I know Aaron agrees that, two heads is better than one kind of thing. And like we've said, you really get a lot out of the program. So.
With that too, since there is that application process, and it sounds like it's pretty painless to move through with you guys explaining a little bit about that, and seems like it's pretty user-friendly from my aspect. I know sometimes the online applications can get a little difficult, but you guys have definitely taken the time to think about how it looks from the producer end and making it as easy to get involved as they can. With this program, we talked a little bit earlier that the program does cover some of the fees of that are associated with traveling. With this application fee, is there a overarching registration cost for this program? It is 2 years long. Chris, I don't know if you could give us some insight into that and maybe some other things that the program will cover outside of that registration fee.
Yep, sure thing. So the registration fee is $1,500 per person. So, for example, if you do apply as a couple or two people from the same operation, then it would be $3,000, would be the total. So $1,500 per person. That's really, Madison, a proportion of the total cost of the program. It costs us about anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 per person to run someone through our program. So that $1,500 registration fee really amounts to about 20% of the total costs. The program is funded through grants, gifts, and of course some of those registration fees that come through. And if anyone's worried about making a big payment like that, we are the friendliest bankers you will ever meet. We are, open to any kind of payment plans, installments that you have to do to make it work, for you and your family. And as we mentioned before, once you drive to the workshop or whatever we're doing for that particular event, your food, your travel, from place to place, within a workshop or, on those out-of-state trips that Aaron talked about, that's all covered. The food's covered, for the out-of-state trips, the airfare cover is covered. So it's really, we do a really good job taking care of our participants and making sure that they don't have to stress about how they're going to cover things once they get to a workshop, because we want them focused on learning, networking, and interacting with one another and us as the instructors and other guest speakers that we put in front of them. So it's a little bit bigger registration fee, that $1,500, but you really get a lot for it.
I was going to add to that myself, Chris, so that I was looking through the agenda, the rough agenda you guys have for what's going to happen with this class 7. And to me, That $1,500 seems like a steal just with the things that you're going to be doing, the places you're going to be seeing, and just the sheer amount of information you're going to be giving your participants. I think that's the deal of the century, to be honest with you. And I appreciate that you mentioned that this is something that is kind of a large lump sum up front, but it's something that we can definitely work with you on. So we'll talk about who we can reach out to with those type of questions here in a second. But are there any highlights that either of you are the most excited to see? Maybe things that have changed from previous classes. And Aaron, I'll start with you to see what your thoughts are on what gets you most excited for this class 7.
Right, so thanks, Madison. First, the kind of our core curriculum throughout this program, it's kind of staying the same, only we're going to try to, incorporate more like precision livestock technologies into those different workshops and case studies. But this is maybe something I'm surprised about with myself, but I am kind of most excited for, I think it's our first actual workshop coming up where we're talking about just simply ways to add value to your operation, whether that's just kind of, revisiting some of your marketing strategies or whether that's talking about ways to incorporate some of these precision livestock technologies into your operation. I think it's just a really unique aspect and just a different way to think about it to, add value and get more, get little extra cash for what you're already doing and probably have been doing for quite a few years. So I don't think that's one that maybe I would have picked to say a couple months ago, but I am kind of getting more excited for that one as we continue to plan that one out with the group.
Hey, it's all about finding things that we maybe didn't think were super interesting up front, but when we start diving into the nuances of all of these topics, that definitely can bring up that little kid excitement of what we're going to be learning in class moving forward. And I'm sure for you guys, it's fun to plan these things for these participants to open their eyes, maybe some things that maybe they are doing, but they never really understood the why. And Krista, I'll ask you the same question. Is there anything for this class 7 agenda that you are most excited to see, or something that's been brought back from past classes, or anything along those lines?
Really good question, Madison. I think, as we discussed kind of at the top of the show, previously BeefSC has been for beginning beef cattle producers, and this class 7 is funded through a different grant, which means that we're able to open it up to any beef cattle producer, which I think the team is really excited about because one that, brings different ideas and perspectives to the table. But then two, we might have some younger kind of and then middle generation and maybe some from the older generation that, apply for BeefSD for class 7. And I think we're really going to see a cool, interesting mix and vibe within the participants themselves because research has shown that you learn best from your peers. And, as we discussed, that's also something that we really pride ourselves on as we develop the curriculum for this program. The other thing that I think is really exciting about class 7, again, is, it's about technology. So, a lot of us have been hearing a lot about virtual fencing and, precision scales and all that stuff is very cool and exciting. And we are talking about that during this class, but we're also going to help producers. How do you even figure out like what calving cameras to get? What should you be looking at? And then also, can you set up remote stock tank monitors, to monitor your water levels if your summer pastures are 25 miles one way from your home place, right? Like really class 7 is going to be about, I think, improving that work-life balance for producers, which I know, whoever's listening to this and, the three of us on here, we all kind of laugh and roll our eyes, like, what is work-life balance, right? How can we start to incorporate some of these technologies into our ranching operations so that, hey, you can be sitting at home having coffee with your husband or breakfast with your kids and not having to run out and check water when it's 95 degrees because you checked it before you got out of bed on your phone and it's fine until lunchtime, right? Or whatever. So I think we're really excited about just exposing people to new ideas, new technologies that, some of them might not be very expensive, but they can be very transformative on these operations. So I think that's what I'm most excited about.
Yeah, touch a little bit more on what Chris was talking about there with, we are going to be having a focus on these, precision technologies come in, but also kind of providing, just as much emphasis on some of these technologies that have been around for a few years, say like take implants, for example, or using artificial insemination and just talking about, these are kind of some more of our applied technologies that we can continue to incorporate in ways to, just in improve your operation and to help you be more efficient and better be business managers. So, but we're really excited for Class 7 coming online here too.
I like that the both of you mentioned about the precision livestock technology lens on this Class 7, which I think was the thing that intrigued me the most, was just having the opportunity for these producers to explore these technologies and the world of what is possible now with all of the tech that we have available to us. And like you said, Krista, some of them aren't super expensive and they're pretty transformative, not only in managing your schedule, but also just allowing us to have the farm or the ranch or the operation or whatever it may be work more for us than the other way around and give us some time to spend with those that we hold close to us, whether that's a family member, more time to spend with friends, or have that extra time to go spend at the coffee shop with your cup of coffee with your friends talking about everything under the sun. I think that's so important for us in this industry to remember that there is time that we can set aside for those type of things. But we've talked a lot about the program and maybe we've skipped over some things here. Well, Aaron, where can we find additional information on who our listeners should contact about this program or maybe some online resources that can give them some more information?
Right. So you can find more information about our program on our extension website. It's just extension.sdstate.edu. And then if you can either search BeefSD or include it at the end of in your search engine there. Should pop up pretty easily. There's a lot of information. You could even type BeefSD into your search engine, it'd probably come up. But that's probably the best landing page to check out. If you need additional information after that, you can feel free to contact myself or Krista. We also have two other group members you can contact who are Stacy Hadrick as well as Logan Vandermark. So yeah, reach out to one of us and we can get you more information. If you have any additional questions. We talked a little bit about the application, and that is on the actual BeefSD page on our extension website. But if you would prefer a paper application, we can also get that to you. You can contact myself, and we can get that sent to you so you can get her sent back.
That sounds perfect. And we're nearing on the end of our time together. So I'll offer you guys some opportunity for any closing thoughts or things maybe that we've skipped over that you've just remembered as we're getting close on our time that you'd like to make sure our listeners get a hold of. But I'll open the floor to either of you for those closing comments here.
I think I would just add, Madison, a lot of producers, that we all work with and others and even our producers talk amongst themselves, they're busy. They're busy. There's always something going on or something is breaking or some animal got out or, some family members being problematic, right? There's a plethora of, reasons or distractions for someone not to do this program. I would really encourage people listening to consider how this program could help you manage those things and manage your time better. Our team is really committed to helping producers work on their business and not just in their business. You know, everyone has to fix fence, but is fixing fence, you know, the thing that you as the owner operator should be doing? You know, when maybe you could be learning how to hedge your cattle, or maybe an opportunity could come up where you can send your cattle down to a feedlot in Kansas and make some more money retaining ownership as they feed and finish out than, you know, selling them at the sale barn like everyone does. So really, I think that there's an opportunity for people considering this program to, you know, kind of ask themselves, like, why not? Why not do it? Why not now? And really, you know, come with an open mind of how they can learn new things, you know, develop their networks further. We have participants from class one way back in 2010, 2011, and, you know, they're running business deals together. And, you know, someone always has extra grass and someone always has too much cattle. And why not make a deal out of it, right? Or just, you know, sharing trucking down to a feedlot. You name it, our past participants have done it. I think one other thing that I would add is we have really seen a tremendous impact in our, excuse me, in our participants. They've increased the acres that they're running on, they've increased their herd size. All of them have indicated that they have improved their financial situation because of what they've learned in BeefSD. And the other really awesome thing, you know, is that they all have started to be more open to change and more adaptable. And if there's one thing you need to do successfully in the beef cattle industry, that's pivot and constantly pivot and find a way to make it work. And our participants are doing that and they're having great success. So.
Right. And I just want to echo everything Chris has said. I mean, we really believe in this program and really believe it can have a positive impact, you know, no matter what walk of life you come from and what your operation looks like. Really, it's just believe this is good for anybody and everybody. And this is truly a once in a lifetime opportunity that you really don't want to miss out on.
Absolutely. I agree with everything that you both said. And as we close out this episode, I wanted to thank both of you, Aaron and Krista, for joining me on this podcast. It's been a fantastic conversation. And BeefSD is a program that I firmly believe every producer should be involved in. And that's not just me saying that because I work here. The information shared and the connections that are developed in the program of this caliber are unmatched, especially for the price tag that's on it. If we look at it, it does seem like a lot of money, but like you said earlier, it does cost 8 to 10,000 per person to go all the way through it, and you're only going to be paying about 20% of that. So, in order to be in a program that offers this much learning opportunities and new outlooks on production, I think you just can't beat it. And applications for Class 7 of BeefSD are being accepted until August 26th of 2024, with the program slated to start in November of this year. With that, this has been Cattle HQ, brought to you by SDSU Extension, headquarters for all things beef cattle. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for the latest beef information. Until next episode, stay curious and keep learning.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Cattle HQ, brought to you by SDSU Extension, headquarters for all things beef. We invite you to visit extension.sdstate.edu for the latest beef information, as well as subscribe to the show on Spotify. You will also find show notes and resources from today's episode. Until next time, remember, success is not a goal, it's a byproduct.